Blackadder, Season 1, Episode 3, The Archbishop. Dying, my lords? Am I dying? Never, never. Yet my son pass away the idle elves. To your recovery, ah. Let us imagine you were to pass away. To whom would you leave your lands? To me, of course, yes. To my beloved king. May your filthy soul be prepared for hell, my son. Hell? Hell. Where Satan belched his fire, enormous devils break wind both night and day, and where the mind is never free from the torments of remorse, and your bottom never free from the pricking of little folks. No, spare me, the little folks. What is this nonsense? Hell, where the softest bits of you, your never regions are everybody's favourite lunch. Oh, Christ, forgive me, sire. I would change my will and leave my land to the church. What blessed be the stainless soul. Ah, you change your mind later. I know it. Ah, I will not. Now, Baldrick, what news are told the Duchess of Gloucestershire, giving birth to goblins? No, about the Duke of Winchester. He's hanging on. Must be in his last legs. How many sets of legs has that man got? I wish he'd made his make his mind up. His shilly-shallying is so undignified. My lord, I come with tragic news. Died at last, has he? Who, my lord? Oh, I see. You ask me what the message is before you tell it to me. Quite brilliant, I must say. It's referring to the Duke of Winchester. Who, my lord? Let's try to sort this out. In words of one syllable, shall we? Someone has died, yes, yes, my lord. Who is it that has died? The Archbishop of Canterbury, my lord. His son? Yes, my lord. Archbishop of Canterbury? Oh, no. King has done it again. It's the third this year. How did he, this one, die? Horribly, my lord. Any details? Horribly is all I was given. There you are. I come with tragic news, I heard it. Will you go away, Edmund, that the Archbishop of Canterbury was met with a tragic, most tragic accident. I think of having that out, how it came about. It's a pretty shrewd idea myself. He's coming out of Duke of Winchester's room, who had died, leaving his hands to the church. Well, yes. And so the king was after his blood, I dare say. And then round the corner came Sir Travis Mortimer, the king's hired killer. No, that tall fellow with no ears, that's him. He rushed towards the Archbishop, head bowed, in order to receive his blessing, and unfortunately killed him, stone dead. How? Mortimer was wearing a Turkish helmet. Oh, one with those 2 feet, with a 2 foot spike, normally used for butting enemies and killing them stone dead. To prove simply, he had forgotten that he was wearing it. Exactly what the poor fellow had done. Tragic, oh yes, almost as tragic as the Archbishop Burton being struck by fallen gargle off Beachy Head, quite. He is a tragic poor Archbishop Wilfrid falling backwards in the spire of Norwich Cathedral. Oh Lord, you do work in mysterious ways. I don't know why I'm going to break it to this calamite. What a tragic accident, my Lord. Accent my cuddling. Who do you think will take over? One of the bishop fellows, I imagine. They tend to go for religious types. Rumour has it, my lord. King wants to choose Prince Harry. Really? Prince Harry, Archbishop? My lord, good lord, Prince Harry, Archbishop. We all know what happens to archbishops, don't we? They go to Canterbury. No. Oh, yes. Are you sure about your source? With Jane Smart, the one who told me about the chastity belt. It was blimey. Well, if Harry gone, the Blackadder will be king next. It's a day could be one of the most important days of my life. Percy, I shall acquire splendid garments for the ceremony. Certainly. Hat, my lord? Trojan, I think. Boots, the Italian. Cottage, my lord? Well, let's go for the Black Russian, shall we? It terrifies the clergy. Ain't news, Baldrick? Apparently, Lord Wilder is keeping his sheep in his bedroom, but nothing on appointment. No, fair enough. Why have you dressed like this? Like what? Sorry? Well, this is enormous nonsense here. Fingers crossed, members of the court and the clergy, I have at last, after careful consideration of Lord God, his Son, Jesus Christ, and his central friend, Holy Ghost, decided upon the next Archbishop. May he be last longer his post than his predecessors. Fat chance, I appoint to the Holy See Canterbury my son Edwin, Duke of Edinburgh. Archbishop, we salute thee. Congratulations, down. I'll use both hands. Very good, very good. Well done, Harry. Enter. Oh, your majesty. Ah, well, my lord Archbishop. There were just a couple of points about my appointment before things are firmed up. Yes? Firstly, could I? No, you couldn't. Fine. Secondly, don't be mistaken about this appointment. I always despise you. Well, you are my father, of course. I mean, you're biased. You compared to your beloved brother, Harry. Or his screamment compared to scream. Oh, my lord, you flatter me and me also. So when at last I found a use for you, don't try to get out of it. No, certainly not. Just wondered whether another man equally weak-willed and feeble might do just as well. There's no such man. Oh, no, of course not. Silly me. I thought, though, perhaps someone who believed in God. No, if I needed someone who believed in God, I have chosen that Harry, not an embarrassing weed like you. Oh, well, I think that's everything cleared up. Goodness, it must be almost time for evening song. Must go. Egbert, come here. What advice? Cross my now, or ever I shall do unto you what God did to the Sodomites. I don't think that's a good idea, you understand? I shall make myself available for all eventualities. Thank you very much. So much. Flee. We've got the thumb screws, the throat crusher, the nose hook, those long rods we ram. Where's the dwarf? Well, here, my lord. Right, let's go, Archbishop. Hail. Going somewhere? Oh, yes, where? To Canterbury. Oh, good. Harry, are you here? We'll accompany you. I would hate to see you murdered for your infestation. Fresh horses, my lord. We are to catch the boat to France. You have to hurry. To France? You're off to France, Percy? I thought we all were. No. Harry, you are off to Canterbury, aren't we, Harry? I see. You changed your mind plan. No. No, not really. The only change is, if you could go, put your face in some manure and follow me at a distance, that would be fine, Harry. Another thing, Your Grace, suppose my right hand offends me and I cut it off. What if my left hand offends me too? What do I cut it off with? Oh, yes. Yes, that's a knotty one, yes. Here, who's that? I don't know, but that fellow, he had a face full of manure. That's what I call style. Do you, Edmund, Duke of Edinburgh, believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God and the Holy Ghost? Oh, yes. I then name you the Archbishop of Canterbury, Primate of all England. Achoo. His investiture over, Edmund unwilling, swiftly adopted ways of the cloth, but ever the shadow of his father's threat hang over him, till one day, tell me exactly what did God do to the Sodomites? I don't know, my lord. I can't imagine it was worse than what they used to do to each other. Oh, my God, this is it, Baldwick. Go and get my lord Archbishop of Ramsgate. Get Percy. My life is hanging on by thread. But don't leave my lands to church, then what? Then Lord Gregory will be surely go to hell. And that's hell? But the air did fruited, a realm of roasted back sat behinds. I know, I placed my lands in the hands of the church. So bid the world farewell. What? The Archbishop? Not yet arrived? Not yet. And even if he did arrive, wait, it's too late. Out to the wide way. I'll kill the both of you. Abolish the church. My lord. Aha, I said, get out. My lord. Wake up. I am in paradise? No, not yet. This must be hell. Alas, spare my posterior. Now you're right, it's England. Are you not Satan? No, I'm the Archbishop of Canterbury. Oh, Your Grace, I have left all your lands to the church. Am I to be saved? No, you treacherous swine, I'll kill you. Wait. Let's take this through in stages, shall we? You know, the church really doesn't need any of your lands. No, what it needs is good, damn good threshing. If you don't, if I do not gain the blessing, I surely go to hell. Hell, those tiny tweezers. Get out, someone like you. To go to hell? Never, never. I have committed many sins, have we all? Murdered my father. I knew you, Hayfield. Let's hurry up, Edward. I have committed adultery. Who wasn't more than... Who has it more than 1,000 times? Well, it is 1487 with my mother. What? You see? I will go to hell. Hell, where gross like termites sprout at the nose, kill him. Ah, well, let's take hell. Hell isn't as bad as it's crept up to be. What? No, no, no. The thing about heaven is that heaven is for people who like the sort of things that go on in heaven, like singing, talking, girl to dad, or doing pot plants, whereas hell, on the other hand, is for people like the other sort of things, adultery, pillage, torture, those areas, really. Once you're dead, you have the time of your life. Adultery, pillage, although all, for all eternity. Yep, stuck with large sticks against your tender portions. Henry, is your decision very well? I'll leave my lands to the crown, my soul into the hands of the Lord. May he treat me like the piece of refuse that I am and send me to hell where I belong, my men and men, your lucky man. I wish I could come with you, but being the Archbishop, I'm sorry. Oh, it's okay. Aha, my son, father, my son. Who's that? Looks like the kind of pair who would kill the Archbishop. Typically, the Kirkish dog, your Turkish pig. Father, it's me, Pax. Oh, yes. Sorry, Father Harry. You're improving, yes. Well, thank you, Father. Good night, Mother. He's gaining on me. How's Edmund? Oh, very well. Chiswick, fresh horse. And how was his dear little sheep? Whose sheep? Edmund's sheep. What sheep? Well, the ones at Canterbury. His flock that he's talking about. Oh, my God, I can't understand it. Edmund doesn't even like religion. That's not impossible. He's the Archbishop of Canterbury, yes. The Archbishop is also a naughty boy. His bottom I smacked for relieving himself in the pond. It was a long time ago. It was last Thursday. How the boys turned out well. A long and healthy life to him. Ah, I thank God that never again shall I have to say, Who rid me of this turbulent priest? What is that? Something Henry II said when he was having trouble with Thomas Becket. He's sitting with two drunken knights and yelled, Who rid me of this turbulent knight? What? Oh, God, save us, I said. Who would rid me of this turbulent priest? Who, meaning who? Archbishop Canterbury, of course, and they went off and killed him, of course. Right, let's get down to business. Business? Baldrick's been looking at the ways of making a bit of money on this job. Basically, they appear to be four major profit areas. Curses, pardons, relics, and selling sexual favours of the nuns. Selling? Some people actually pay for them. Foreign for businessmen. Other nuns, yes. Let's start with pardons. Well, this is fair selection. They seem to get what you pay for. They run from a pardon for talking with your mouth full, signed by Prentice Curriot. How much is that? 2 pebbles. All the way up to this one, which is pardon for something, anything, murder, adultery, dismemberment of a friend or a relative. Whose is that signed by both popes? That's a good one. Curse is much the same. I got this for half an egg. Curse, dear enemy, I curse you, hope that something unpleasant happens to you, like an onion falling on your head. That's the bottom end of the market. They ran to this one for 4 drunk carts. Dear enemy, may the Lord hate you and all your kind. May you be turned orange, and may you leave head fall off at awkward moment. Does this work? Yes, really? Yes, really. Now, moving on to relics. We got the shrouds and Turin wine for the wedding, a cutra, splinters from the cross. Here's all the stuff made by Jesus in his days in the carpentry shop. Pipe racks, coffee tables, cake stands, bookends, crucifixes, nice cheese bowls, fruit bowls, waterproof sandals. I haven't finished this one yet. Disgraceful. It's obviously fake. Ah, yes. But how will people tell which are the real relics? They won't. That's the point. Well, they won't be able to fool it. You won't be able to fool everyone. Look, I have here a true relic. What is it? The bone for the finger of a lord. It cost me 31 pieces of silver. Good lord, is it real? Is it? Lord, my lord, Baldric, you stand amazed. I am. I thought you only came in boxes of 10. I could have given you one at a time. Your fingers are really big now. For a quick sale, you can't beat a nose. It's a sacred appendage, cornered and pack, body pack. Jesus knows, St. Peter's knows, St. Francis knows, oh no. There's Joan of Arc's bastard verger. I'll show him. Oh, hello. Good evening. Well, what can I do for you? Well, we're here to murder the Archbishop of Canterbury. Various enemies. We're here, he may be in danger. Really? How? Let me see. Perhaps good Richard, angry, the Archbishop, don't know why, might well send two drunken knights fresh from the crest raids. On a mission to wreak vengeance on him. Good point. It's happened before. Sorry. I didn't quite catch your name. George de Beauf. How do you? Justin Bonin. For two drunken knights, fresh from the Crusades, here to, on a mission. King Richard, bless him. A mission? We are here to kill a bit of time before our next crusade. Oh, yes. Right, yes. Well, I'll just go back and get him. Oh, Baldric, a couple of nights to see the Archbishop. Oh, my God. Monks, my lord, I have something to tell you. If it's about the nuns of Alphodon and the Kern de Rabra, I heard it. Now, there are two men outside who have come to kill you. What? I'm terribly sorry about this. I just see what the delay is. Feels free. Look, what's going on? You two men come to kill us. Oh, it's just because they've a bit of class. You assume the killers, oh, my God. There's no way out. Help, help. Oh, my God, help us. They dropped off. Ah, yeah, damn. They must have gone down the secret passage to nunnery. Yeah. Sisters, three men came in. Which way did they go? Oh, I think they went that way. God bless you. Wait. They'll be watching out. They'll be watching out for us dressed like this. Quick in here. Pay, sister. Have you seen two burly knights pass this way? No, sister. Well, it's a pity. Why don't you try that way? Thanks. You're welcome yet, Miss Mirfa Superior. Does not St. Paul say the Ethians, a woman is like a bat, often heard but never seen? No, I don't think so, Sarah. Shall we check the dormitory? Oh, yes, Mirfa Superior. Good idea. Girls, I told you 1,000 times, fighting dormitories is forbidden. Who is a ringleader? You, yes, you're the plain girl. Oh, my God, it's Archbishop Raymond Canterbury. A man, all. I think I can explain. That sweet lady is the whole story. Let's go over the facts again. Once appointed, Archbishop, you found all the interests lay in beautiful...